something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we break down the March break from medieval times to Gordon Lightfoot.
We play a new game called Road Trippin'.
And we play another new game based on Colin Pranks called Colin Sick. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
Episode 64, Jonathan Torrens. How are you this
when
evening?
When I'm 64.
It's not even the evening, and I said it was.
It's the late morning, early afternoon. Yes. Kids are back in school. We're back in Nova Scotia. How was March break for you, bud?
It was great, but it was really windy and raining most of the time.
Right.
So it was miserable weather to go out and do things. So it was all kind of indoor stuff. Like I mentioned, the medieval times.
How was it? Was it fun?
Yeah, actually, the food was better than it was last time I was there 15 years ago.
What did they serve?
They served kind of like a tomato soup deal, but it's in like the cast iron bowl that you pour into your mouth.
Yeah.
And then they have like the chicken and like a piece of chicken, like a half a potato that's solid, like full. And then like, pretty simple stuff. Stuff that you can easily eat with your hands. No
cutlery.
No, and the kids get right into it, the eating with your hands.
It just occurred to me that that's someone's job.
Yeah.
Ask me what I do for a living.
It was that thing that we talked about, like, I ordered a diet Coke instead of a normal Coke. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, she's not coming back. It's been like 5 minutes, and all of a sudden I look, and she's on, like, down on the field with, like, a big, huge, like,
horse
running around.
Is there a horse? Are there horses?
There's horses, yeah. But all of a sudden, she's in this, like, parade. I'm like, well, that's why I don't have my drink yet, because she's out working.
It's like dinner theater.
Yeah.
Ask me what I do for a living.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a chef in medieval times.
Oh, what does that incur?
Someone has to answer that question by saying that. I'm a chef at medieval times. I designed the menu.
And she started out with, like, I am your wench. You can call me wench, but please don't call me wench outside of this building.
No.
Hey, like the big political correct answer. Wench isn't cool, but I'm your wench.
How was she as a server?
Great.
What was her name? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
And did you call her wench?
I didn't call her wench, no.
Did the kids?
I don't remember, to be honest. I don't think so.
Did I ever tell you?
Intrigued.
Indy.
The happenings on the dirt.
Indy, what? Did I tell you this? We were eating out at a restaurant and Indy had a little doll that she's playing with.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this story?
No.
And she was hiding the doll under the table as the server came over and asked to take our order. And as she was walking away, Indigo said, where'd you go, bitch? Get back here, bitch. And Carol and I looked at each other in panic, like, what is happening?
Yeah.
She'd named her doll bitch, but we didn't even know. And we didn't know where she heard that word before. It's not one we use in our house. But you should have seen how fast the woman serving us wheeled around when our four-year-old said, where'd you go, bitch?
Oh, wow.
Get back here, bitch.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah.
So the medieval times, they do like the jousting with the balsa wood sticks,
right? Yep.
So they explode as soon as they hit the other guy's shield. But they get a good clip going and they like fall off and roll on the dirt, like pretty solid, like William Shatner styles.
Like, is there a hierarchy in the medieval times universe? Like the guys who do the stunts and roll, they're not humping baskets of rolls, right?
No. No, the actual, like, the knights are just that. Yeah,
right.
And the king is the king, and they're all kind of in character the whole time.
Like, do you start out as a server, and then you get to do some stunts, or I wonder how that works?
I think they just kind of, like, do the parade and wave a big flag around. That's about the most that the wenches do.
And do they all have Nuno Bettencourt hair?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Like, for sure, like, you see them, like, they look like they'd be hanging out in front of the 7-Eleven smoking darts on the weekend.
Reese, why can't you get your hair cut? I can't, babe. Work.
Yeah. Like, I've been a meddler my whole life. I'm not going to stop now. That look.
I need this for work. Bang. So do they pepper their language? Like, do the guys, the knights, do they have mics on so you can hear them say,
do you? No, there's like the host guy on the horse with the mic, and then the king likes to throw out the odd line too, and the princess.
How was the king? Was he solid?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, did a good job.
Were there any weak links?
The Toronto Medieval Times might be one of the best on earth.
Let's get sponsored by Medieval Times. That would be so rad.
That would be great.
There were no weak links. The princess was good?
Yep.
And what did she have to do? Just like protest?
Well, she has to like hang out at the beginning and get photos with everybody as they walk in.
Sure.
And then she just kind of hangs out and talks with the king. Chatters.
And were there lots of like joust kidding kind of puns and stuff?
No, it was all like in full on character.
Wow.
They even had like the bird, like the pigeon or whatever flying around, creeping everybody out.
Were there asides, like the host would say, just so you know, in this particular era, what people tended to do was eat with their hands, which is why I know silverware. Like, was it infotainment?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They would say that more like, eat with your hands. like, make sure you enjoy your food. We don't have utensils. This is medieval times. Like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you got to go, man. You got to come here and bring the girls.
The girls. Just like some Nutcracker performances have, like, local celebrities do the part of whatever, the soldiers a couple times a year. I would love to go to Medieval Times on the night that you got to sit in as the host or the king.
Oh, my God.
That would be so fun.
I fall off the horse and break my leg like Steve Anthony.
Yeah, but you have the voice. You don't eat with your knives and forks. You could use your Sting voice in Medieval Times.
What for?
What do you mean, Steve Anthony? What happened?
Well, did he try to get on a horse or something and fell off and, like, broke his hip live on TV?
Like Breakfast Television styles?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let me see if I can get it up here.
Is it, like, the grape-stomping woman? Like, he's crying for help and... Oh, what a sin.
He's like, let me check out... Let me get on that horse. And he jumps up or something. And, yeah, breaks his hip. It's even, like, right away it comes up.
Oh, my gosh.
On YouTube. Here it is. Oh, it's a monster truck. Steve Anthony. Northern Nightmare.
Okay, let's see before I go. Here, hold this one.
He's trying to run and jump up on the tire. Here we go. He's laying down on the ground. Look.
And is the guy that he's with chuckling?
Yeah, well, because he hasn't showed that he's hurt yet. He's just kind of on the ground going like, oh, and it's the worst. He tries to jump on the tire and doesn't even get halfway up.
Steve Anthony.
And they show it about 10 times in a row, slow-mo. He's done. They don't even show, he doesn't even mention that, hey, I think I'm hurt here.
Do they throw it back to studio?
Yeah. Well, they just kind of laugh it off. That's the end of the clip.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen the grape-stomping woman? It's a few years old.
I don't know how I confused a horse with monster truck, but whatever.
That's something big that he tried to climb up on. The grape-stomping woman, it's so crazy.
Oh, yeah, I've like seen that.
The weirdest pain noises. And what's so funny, I mean, it's not funny, it's terrible, but the... First of all, she tried to cheat in the grape stomping competition. And second of all, when they throw it back to studio, watching the anchors like, oh, I hope she's okay. Watching them kind of nervously chuckle their way out of it.
Here she goes. She's getting in there. They're filled with the grapes. And she's in there.
There's a contest to stomp. And how are you?
Contest. She cheats.
Oh, they win a trip.
Measuring cups are down below, right? Measuring cups are down below, right? And if you win, you get to say Chateau
salon, and what else do you have going on here?
Well, if you win, you get to stay at Chateau somewhere. Okay, here it comes. She's trying to cheat. And she's gonna go. Oh!
She Listen.
Says stop, and then, oh!
It's awful.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear. Yeah, like she's dying. Oh,
dear. Well, she fell from a significant height. She wouldn't have had her hands to break the fall because of the angle.
She falls on the grass, though.
I know, but she falls on her face and neck. It's like the worst angle possible.
She probably broke her neck or something.
I've never heard pain sounds like that before.
That sounds like she was stabbed.
Awful. We should do a follow-up on the Grape Lady and find out where she is and how she's doing.
So it's episode 64.
Yes.
I picked a couple jams from that year.
Nice.
Some of the classics.
It was a big year for music, wasn't it?
It was a huge year.
Was that the year Burl saw the Beatles at Maple Leaf Gardens?
Yeah. Yes. I think so. It might have been 65, but I think it was 64, like when they did that original tour.
Yep.
With the Everlys opening up. But here's this jam. I Want to Hold Your Hand was quite a big jam.
Great song.
Great stuff. Also,
they were kids.
Here's another jam that was a smash, that Martha Reeves and the Vandellas dancing in the street. It's a great jam.
Yeah, it's a great jam. Who did the remake? Was it Mick Jagger and Bowie?
Yes. And also Van Halen did a pretty solid version, too.
I thought you were going to say Van Morrison. Like, there's a song nobody wants to hear.
Pretty Woman, another great jam from 64.
Was that 64?
Yeah. Roy Orbison?
Sure.
What a great jam this is.
It's a great jam.
So underrated, Roy Orbison.
Who's playing the drums on it, bud?
I don't know. I'd have to figure that one out. Probably like Hal Blaine or something like that. Manfred Mann.
Man!
Imagine being like a kid around this time and all these jams are on the radio. I'd be losing my mind.
Well, I was, that's a good jam. I was listening yesterday to Mark Maron's podcast in which he interviewed James Taylor. And I'll tell you about my trip in a minute, but this was the last Bangor to Halifax or Truro trip, which I did by myself because Carol and LeGerst were in our truck, which we stashed in Bangor when we did the Bangor sneak.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that James Taylor had been signed to Apple Records.
Yeah.
And
yeah. That was one of the first signings.
But he played a song for them called Something in the Way She Moves. Mm-hmm. And George Harrison borrowed, in quotes, that lyric, right?
Yeah.
And he said, it's fine because every song that I wrote was inspired by things the Beatles did. And that was just kind of the way it was back then. Everyone took everyone's songs. And the joke was always, I liked your song so much, I went home and wrote it. It was a surprisingly compelling and in-depth interview. I mean, James Taylor's been through the ringer personally and professionally. But just hearing a guy talk about addiction and the business from the other side was really cool. And Marc Maron has also, you know, been through addiction. And so they kind of compared notes on that and bonded on that. Maron is not a traditional interviewer, but he's really good at letting his subjects talk. I didn't imagine I would listen to the whole thing, but I couldn't shut it off. It was great.
Cool. Yeah. Speaking of popular podcasts, you and I will be guesting on the Sklar Brothers podcast this Saturday, live in Toronto.
Crazy. How about that? You'll be live in Toronto. I won't
You'll
be.
You'll be on the horn.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Yeah, I'll actually be home on Searty.
Oh, you will be home.
Yeah.
Back.
I'll be home on Searty.
For a day?
No, I don't go till Sunday.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's
I go correct. On Sunday. So what are you going to do? Where is it? And
it's at the Royal Cinema in Toronto, and I think it's 8 o'clock. So there's tickets available. So if you're in Toronto, I know this will be coming out Friday. You can buy tickets and go and see me, and the Sheepdogs will be performing.
Great.
Your buddy Sean Cullen will be there.
Great.
And it'll be a good time. Sklar Brothers are great. They're really funny dudes. Big sports fans.
Nice.
Missouri boys. Looking forward to it.
By the way, shout out to Timbo for getting the pod out during South by Southwest.
I know.
From Austin. You can imagine how many things he would have rather have been doing with his time than getting this podcast out. But solid, bud. And we've made it. Like we said we would. The last 5 weeks, we've had a podcast out every week.
Yeah, and he had, I think, like 3 shows a day.
I mean, that's no excuse, but still.
Unreal.
Let's take a break on TNT 64, and when we come back, I'm going to start at the start and tell you about my road trip, which included seeing Oh My Gourd at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, plus I ran out of gas, plus some generator havoc, and...
And catch up with Bruce, the good Bruce.
Yeah, the good Bruce, and we're going to play a couple of new games.
Yeah.
One is the Colin Sick to Work game, and the other is a road trip game. They're going to be fun. So 64 is just getting started. Don't go away.
Cocktail, please.
Hey, Jonathan.
It's a good jam.
Didn't you see Gordon Lightfoot in Nashville? Can you tell us a story with this as a backdrop?
It's a good jam.
I hit the post.
Yeah, you did. Not unlike someone with Alzheimer's, you know how much of the time they are kind of not present and then they have these moments where they snap right to?
Yeah.
I would say overall, and let me preface this by saying, I've made it clear no one loves Gord more than I do.
Yes.
No one loves him more than I do. I've spent so many hours with him on my radio, in my Walkman, in my Discman, in my iPod. So I think I get to say this. I've seen him 5 times now. I think, I mean, his backup singers don't even have mics anymore. They don't even sing backup anymore.
What he does there?
Nothing.
They're there, though?
Well, like his bass player doesn't have a mic anymore, doesn't sing harmonies, except on Sundown.
Yeah.
His longtime guitar player passed away last year, so he has a new guitar player who's really solid. I mean, the band is tight. Mm-hmm. But Gord does shortened versions of the songs.
Really?
So he might do verse, chorus, chorus, and it's over. Or he might do chorus, verse, chorus, and it's over. But wow. This is... There were 2 times over the course of the night where it was like, first of all, in fairness, I was a little banged up because Mrs. T and I went out for appetizers and a couple Frosty Soldiers beforehand.
Nice.
And the Ryman's a really cozy, intimate venue.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2 times in the night that he really snapped to, and it was like, there he is. Mm-hmm. I just said what that guy behind me said when I saw him last. Oh, here we go. There were 2 all-here-we-goes. One was If You Could Read My Mind, and the other was Sundown, where it was like that P and V that you're kind of used to hearing, like that guy's still in there. But mostly, he's a 77-year-old man in a velvet jacket using throat spray.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but see it through the eyes of some people who you could tell had gone as a favor to friends or whatever. In a way, it's almost not fair that he's still charging money for people to go see him.
Really?
So after the 2nd tune, he says, oh, where's my throat spray? Oh. And there's a pause, and he says, get out here, you, and nothing happens. And he says, oh, come on. And this hot-looking tuna, who really was probably mid-50s in tight jeans and a whatever comes out, and he says, "This is my new little wifey."
Oh my God.
And we were talking about it afterwards. I think the whole throat spray new little wifey thing was probably part of the show every night.
Wow.
Gordon Lightfoot is a show-off.
My new little wifey.
It's my new little wifey. And then later in the show, this is what he was saying. You know, we got the 18-wheeler and the bus and a plane. That's how we get around. You know, we've been in Florida and we were back here in Tennessee. Then we were back to Florida. Now we're back in Tennessee. Of course, the band takes the plane, but that's just the way it goes. Talking about how the crew guys had to hump around on the bus, but the band gets to take the plane.
Just kind of like ribbing them? Well, a little bit?
It didn't feel like teasing, though. It felt like, just to be perfectly clear, this is the hierarchy when you're in my stratosphere. And it was like
crazy.
2 minutes for dickishness.
Yeah. What's going on, Gord?
This is a good jam.
This is classic. See, this will be like one of those times where he actually hears something. He's like, "Oh, I heard they talk about me," and he'll listen to this.
Yeah, right.
You breaking them down, and all of a sudden you'll get another cease and desist.
But this is the thing. The band was so tight. The band sounds like this.
Yeah.
But so it almost sounds like someone's doing karaoke.
Wow.
I mean, he's 77. Power to him. He doesn't have the wind that he used to have. But
And he's a little, let's not forget, he's from Aurelia. He's got a little bit of sharpness to him. He doesn't take any shit. And he doesn't like bullshit.
No, he doesn't. But at the same time, I think as someone who really likes his music, I think it's perfectly within my right to say that was not the best concert I've ever seen.
Yeah. I like the picture of his bus. Did you happen to see him walk in there? Or?
No, because he takes the plane. Remember?
Oh, that's right. That was the band or the crew bus.
Yeah. But the venue is incredible. The band was tight. And even if you could read my mind, was the only moment, it was still worth the price of admission. Because it's a very moving tune. But they're just, I mean, some lyrics like, "I wonder how the old folks are tonight." Like, well, ask yourself, dude. You are the old folks now. And it's just full circle kind of passage of time stuff, but yeah. Having said that,
a little bit, I saw Bob Dylan at the Phoenix in Toronto, and it was kind of like that, where it's like, wow, he's playing all the hits, but it's just not the same. Like, he's playing keyboards and kind of changing the melodies every single time. Apparently, he doesn't like to do something the same twice, right?
Well, I would say Gord is the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Because
he does everything the same.
Yeah, and he started by saying, "I'm Gordon Lightfoot, and the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated." First of all, it's a borrowed line.
Yeah.
And second of all, that story was like 5 years ago where they reported he was dead. And third of all, I read a review of a concert of his in 2013, and it said that was the first thing that he said. Like, this was St. Patrick's Day in Nashville at the Ryman. There's so much fodder there for banter if you at all felt like you wanted to say it. But the show was done at 9:59:59.
Yeah.
There was no messing.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was probably on a plane half an hour later.
Yeah. But like I say,
how was St. Patrick's Day in Nashville? What's that like?
It's pretty, people were fired up on the strip, that's for sure.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah. We like I say, went for a couple drinks beforehand, and things were escalating quickly. The neat thing, I mean, there are a lot of neat things about Nashville. I've talked before about how much I like the city. But people have embraced the ice hockey in Nashville in a way that really makes me happy.
Well, you got to kind of thank Carrie Underwood for that too, right?
I think so.
Keeps on pounding on that, like the fandom, not just the.
Well, the thing is,
really
when
talks about it,
when hockey started there, I was reading an article recently. There's a show called Masters of Flip with Courtney and Dave Wilson. They're actually Canadian musicians, and they flip houses in Nashville, and their show is on W, I think. Mm-hmm. Courtney said that they were asking, like, in Nashville, what are things that people visiting the town should do? And she said, you should go to a hockey game because when the Preds started playing, hockey was so new to that part of the world that they had to make the entertainment at the games entertaining in and of itself. So they actually booked legit musical acts and really concentrated on making it a fun thing to go to. So it turns out the hockey's kind of followed secondary suit, and people love going to Preds games to see hockey now. But yeah. It's an event in and of itself. So
they did it correctly with
So there was a hockey game, and Bridgestone Arena is right on the strip. So mm-hmm. Preds jerseys everywhere, and green beer everywhere, and you know, some vomit and all signs of a great time.
Good vibes.
Good vibes all around. So we left Nova Scotia on whatever day that was, on Friday, because we were going to do the Bangor sneak. Picked Shug up at school, like on the way out of Dodge. Yep. We ran out of gas in New Brunswick, bud.
Come on.
Roadside assistance.
How'd you run out of gas?
This is the problem. It is sheer stupidity. There's no one to blame. It's human error.
Tell me you didn't go like, I'll make it to the next one. You didn't do that, did you?
I did. Oh. Indigo was sleeping, and I thought, if I stop for gas, she's going to wake up, and it would be great to let her sleep as long as possible. So if you're driving west in New Brunswick, don't pass Sussex if you only have a half tank of gas. That's a good road trip rule.
Wow, so it's a whole half tank, though.
Yeah, but this was the best thing. I'm probably at a third of a tank, and I was going a buck 30. And Carol pointed out, you know, if you go a little slower, you can make the gas last longer. And that's right. She knows more about cars and stuff than I do. But ran out of gas. So that's how the trip started. I had to call CAA. And the guy shows up with his buddy in the front seat and their two wives in the back.
Wow.
It's Friday night, the start of March break. I said, I'm so sorry to bother you. You know, you're probably end of a long work week, probably ready to just kind of settle in for the night with a drink or two. And he said, well, you had about 20 more minutes of a window to get me because I've had one.
Oh my.
And if it had been 20 minutes later, I couldn't have come because I would have had my second and been started on my third.
Was it, how far away was it from that place where we bought the unfresh sandwiches?
Somewhere around there. I mean, between Sussex and Fredericton, probably halfway.
Nice.
So that's how the trip started. But we did the Bangor sneak, flew down to Sanford, had a great few days in Florida, and then started the drive back. So as you know, Bruce in Orlando was not able to help with the generator.
Yeah.
Bruce in Nashville was awesome. Mm-hmm. So we made an appointment with Bruce, and Bruce teed us up with his guy, Tommy, who is going to get it taken care of.
Tommy.
So, yeah. So 7 o'clock Thursday morning, we drop it off at Cummins in Nashville. Mm-hmm. He calls back mid-morning because I thought it was a control board.
Tommy sounds like a troublemaker, if you ask me.
Oh, he's a good dude. Tommy's a good dude, and you'll see why.
Okay.
We thought it was a control board, so I'd called on Tuesday to say, do you have one in stock? Only reason I'm going into such details because I get a lot of messages from people saying, you know, if it's your whatever valve, you can just tweak that because people seem to dig this stuff.
Yeah.
Tommy calls back with the bad news that it's not a control board. It's a stator, which, as Tommy put it, is the heart of your generator.
Uh-oh.
And he doesn't have one in, but he can get one in by Friday midday. Only problem is he's booked solid, so it's going to be Tuesday morning before he can get to it, and Tuesday night before we'll be out of there, which would have been tonight.
So you have to wait an extra 4 days?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So he said, how's your time? And I was like, well, to be honest, my kid's supposed to be in school on Monday in Nova Scotia, so it's not ideal. But tell you what, I really appreciate you trying. Maybe we'll just try to find a Cummins place on the way back. Tommy digs up a Cummins in West Virginia and talks to this guy and says, what if they stop in here on their way through? Could they do it? But we had tickets to Gord. We weren't going to get there in time on Friday to get the job done before they close, and they're closed Saturday, Sunday. So we're like, you know what? It's a sign. It's not supposed to happen. We'll drive home without the generator. It's not the end of the world. It's a minor inconvenience. Mm-hmm. So Thursday night, get a text from Tommy saying, I finished a job early. Can I go ahead and order the part, and we'll do it for you tomorrow before you leave town?
Great.
Tommy cleared the decks, got it done on Friday, and we drove home with our generator working for the most part.
It was all set.
Beautiful. Yeah. Turns out the generator doesn't like rain or snow, which we encountered a little bit on the way home. When we stopped at the Hershey Chocolate Factory in Pennsylvania.
Nice.
So really, the bus was good to go, with the exception of a minor fender crack as a result of camping in the Walmart parking lot in New Jersey.
Somebody hit you?
No, when you put her up on jacks, if you're on an uneven surface, I guess the cold temperature made the fender crack a bit.
Wow.
So we duct taped the fender back and then drove home, pulled in the driveway, was so excited to be home, opened the door, and the 200-kilometer-an-hour winds took the door from my hand, slammed against the side of the bus, and broke the trim, and yeah.
Oh, man.
Honest to God, sounds... Jeremy. Sometimes I wonder if I'd find my own head if it wasn't attached to my neck.
How much free chocolate do you get at the Hershey's deal?
Here's what you get. There's a, if you've ever been to Disney, there's a ride at Hershey that's like It's a Small World, except it's like It's a Chocolate World. And it was under construction, so in one section there are kind of cowtails shaking and dancing to the rhythm of the music. Sure. And then in another section, there's voiceover, but there are no visuals to support it. And just there's a banner that says, "We're reworking the magic. See you this summer."
If you think about chocolate, it's nice because nothing gets killed to make chocolate.
No. And it is pretty astonishing what they're able to do there. So you get a two-banger Kit Kat on your walk out free.
A two-banger?
Yep. But that's if you want to design your own chocolate bar, you can do that, but it's 45 minutes and it costs money.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, do all kinds of things in the Hershey universe, or you can just buy.
You can't just pull a tap and put your mouth under the thing.
No, I thought it might be a little more like that, but you can buy a bag of fresh Hershey's Kisses the size of Cape Breton.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and there's a pillow that looks like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Like, it's that.
Mm-hmm. So it's good. Is it fresh, more fresh when you take it from there? Like, the
Cape I don't know if you just want to taste the freshness or if it actually is, but well, I think it's fresher.
I know that, because I find that American chocolate isn't as good as Canadian chocolate, and the best chocolate is English chocolate. And I believe it's because of pasteurization, and they use real milk and stuff like that. And chocolate, they use barely any, and that's why they can last on the shelves for like 8 months without going stale. But it also affects the overall quality of the chocolate. Being going on tour for 20 years and getting chocolate on riders, it's like I got to the point where I didn't even eat chocolate in America anymore because it was not as good. I was getting used to the solid Canadian stuff.
Well, it's funny because when we did TSN Radio, remember we had Toolsy on, Dan O'Toole, and he was talking about how the milk smells and tastes different in America.
Yeah.
Is that the pasteurization process?
It could be. I know that a lot of people I know won't drink milk from America because the food rulings are not as nearly as strict as Canada.
Wow.
So, I wouldn't mess around. Know what I'm saying?
I do indeed.
Do you have the bag milk out there, do you? In Nova Scotia, do you have the bags of milk?
Or I haven't. Yeah, we have bags. Sure, we have bags. Yeah.
A lot of people don't have bags. Like in America, there's not a lot of places with bags. There's some Canadian provinces that don't do bags.
Why?
So if you do a picture, show somebody like a bag of milk, they're like, "What? What the hell's that?"
I want to know why you think England has the best chocolate. Like, I used to get penguins there when I was a kid, and I loved those.
Yeah, because I think they use pure milk chocolate.
Crazy.
It's more fresh, and I think it doesn't last as long, but who the hell cares? It's way tastier.
You know, we were in Bruges in Belgium, and Belgium's in the news a lot these days for sad reasons. But I'm going to say Belgian chocolate lives up to its reputation.
Oh, sure it does. Yes, it does. And again, it's got like there. You go into those chocolatiers, and they're like, "Yeah, this was just put together this morning." And,
yeah.
If you keep it in your house, it won't be tasting good next week or whatever.
Like if you make a noise when you put chocolate in your mouth, you know it's good.
Oh, if you like, like the billions guy when he touches money.
Oh my Oh my god! Now we have him right where we want him.
Caressing your $100 bill.
Oh yeah, this chocolate is excellent.
So greasy.
Let's take a break and play the two games. But I think we would be remiss not to mention that guy who went to the big steak queen in the sky this week, Rob Ford.
Rest in peace, Rob.
It's boy, it seemed to escalate quickly. I read an article as recently as a few days ago that said people are kind of divided in two camps in his close friends and family. Those that think he's going to make it and those that are kind of worried that he might be close. But I think it happened maybe sooner than anyone had intended. And it's true. Controversial character, made some questionable choices, but ultimately he's a 46-year-old father who died. And I don't think it can be argued that he didn't genuinely love his job and love the city of Toronto. And that's admirable.
I think most importantly, just there's nothing like this is just the worst disease you can get. It's awful. And there's nobody deserves that kind of an issue to happen to them. And again, anybody with a young family and obviously a lot of people are pretty crushed, to be honest, that it's happened. He had a lot of supporters, but even people that disliked him still, he's kind of one of those guys where it's like, I wouldn't want to talk politics with the guy, but he'd probably be fun to go to a football game with.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, where you're just not talking.
And you realize, I mean, he and Trump are different, but I guess the way that they're the same is that they resonate with a lot of people who feel like they don't, they're not reflected in politics or they don't have a voice. Like, you really realize in the past couple of days how many people from how many different communities felt Rob Ford was for them. He was for the everyman. And
speaking of Donald Trump, how was the vibe down there? Is it crazy? Could you sense the,
I was talking to a couple of guys on a shuttle to a rental car place. One was from Ohio and one was from California. They were anti-Trump, but they said the thing that they're hearing from a lot of their friends, like they said, it's a very divisive issue, as you might expect. But they said a lot of our friends who we didn't think would be Trump supporters are saying the reason they like him so much is because, almost like Trudeau, in that by the time Trudeau got to the House of Commons, he hadn't bought his way there because the Liberal Party was in such shambles that he didn't owe anybody anything.
Yeah.
And Trump hasn't made side deals with any groups to get himself where he is. He just speaks his mind and has kind of paid his own way. So apparently that has a lot of weight with people that they know he's not been bought.
It could be a crazy couple of years coming up here, bud.
It sure could be. It sure could be. It's looking more and more like that is the foregone conclusion.
Good night, Irene. America.
Good night, Irene. We'll take a break on 64 and be right back to play Road Trippin'. Hang on.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
And we're back. Hola.
It's my new little wifey.
Oh, wow, eh?
How does she like being referred to as a new little wifey? It's my new little wifey. No, but he went for full mouth kiss, and she did the cheek dodge.
Wow.
She planted one on his cheek.
He was like, opened his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, he tilted his head and went full Sweet Valley High at the prom. So Road Trippin' is a new game born out of my lonely hours on the road yesterday. And I was thinking that we had fun when we were driving together and laughed a lot and had a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But you learn a lot about somebody when you travel with them, and you're not compatible with just anybody.
Sure.
So we thought we'd come up with two people that you could potentially go on a road trip with, and you have to pick the one and explain why. Yeah.
Explain why. Okay.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, your options for this road trip?
Yeah.
And let's say you're going to Sarasota.
Okay, from where?
Ivan.
You have to pick either Celine Dion or Drake. Who do you pick and why?
That's a real conflict. I mean, yes. I was in French immersion, so I feel like Selena and I could talk in two languages. But I was also on Degrassi, and I feel like Drake and I could reminisce about that time that we didn't work together. You know what? I'm probably closer in age to Celine, but I think Drake because I would use it as research for J-Rock.
Yeah. He's not very J-Rock though.
No, he's not, but he still has some terminology and stuff. Plus I'd like to ask what his intentions are towards Rihanna. Because they spent a lot of time together. They have a song, Work, and he just showed up on her stage in Miami. I don't think so. Wasn't he...
Friends?
Wasn't he with Serena Williams?
Yeah. Yeah, now...
Probably Drake.
I mean, they're just hanging.
That's a good pair, though. That's a tough road trip decision, because I've met Celine, and she was a lovely person.
Yeah.
And she's probably one of those people who's... funnier than anyone would give her credit for, and
I could just hear it. Let's go to the Waffle House, eh?
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
And
are you ready to get back in the car? I am ready. How about you?
Give me a couple pancakes with my waffles.
I was in somewhere in Quebec.
Have you ever been around a Quebec woman when they do that?
No, what's that? They call you like a chicken?
Well, no, it's just like a eh?
No, I've never been clucked at. Bon veux-tu du butter avec ton pizza, là?
Throw a couple of those things that at the end.
Bon veux-tu du butter avec ton pizza, et c'est... I wonder if that's from...
that's it.
Oh, you know what we should play? French-Canadian man or woman. We'll play that next time. We'll find some clips de bon sur le YouTube. Là. Like, try to find some, like, four packs of Export 8 Green dart smoke and French-Canadian women.
How do you like my new jean jacket with the at the end?
Bon, aimes-tu mon nouveau jean jacket, là? Bon, je viens l'acheter ici à Jean Coutu. Passe-moi mon maudit, là.
They sell denim jackets at Jean Coutu.
Yeah. But for a limited times only, you buy 4-pack of Export A Green and you get a GWG letter jacket. Okay. Here's your first road trip pair in the new game show sensation sweeping the nation. Yeah. Road tripping. Colin James or Margaret Atwood?
Wow, that's wide.
I know. Well, so is Celine Dion, Drake.
Colin James. I don't know. I think I might have met him. I'm not sure.
You must have met him.
I heard stories that he likes to roll like solid, like big time. Like he spends a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah. So he's like, he has to gig like all the time to maintain his nut.
You don't hear that rap about somebody very often.
I know.
That's why it's so funny.
So I imagine he's probably a little bit high maintenance, maybe. but, I mean, Margaret Atwood, I could see her being moody as shit, like really grumpy when she's in a bad mood, right? How fucking long is this going to take?
Driving in silence through Northern Ontario.
Where are we going? Where's the trip?
Well, let's make it fairly short. You're going from Toronto to Sudbury.
Okay, that's not too bad. That's like a long afternoon, early evening. I think I'm going to go with Atwood.
Over Colin James?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
This is really interesting, this game.
It is a good game. I like
it. Who's my next one?
Okay, your next two trip options for your road tripping. Let's say you're driving to Quebec City from Toronto. That's
okay.
10 hours.
Keanu Reeves or William Shatner?
Reeves.
Oh, right away?
Yeah, you got to go Reeves.
Why?
Because I've met the Shat, and he was kind of a, you know, who you might expect.
Really?
I can't in good conscience say he was cranky, but he was pretty curt.
What if he had a flask of scotch?
I don't know if he likes to get banged up.
I think he does.
But I would take on the challenge of wanting to see who Keanu Reeves is or what kind of personality he has.
I think he'd just be staring at the glove box the whole time, not talking. That's what I'm going to guess. And even if you ask him, he'd quiet up even more, no?
Maybe I could ask him what Swayze was like in Point Break. Wasn't that the Swayze?
I don't know. He almost sounds like he's like making up answers when he's doing an interview. Almost like he just doesn't have a brain and they just tell him what to say.
Well, that's why. I mean, you see a movie like Bill and Ted and then you see him interviewed and it doesn't feel like you're peeking behind the curtain.
Yeah, no.
But then you wonder, okay, well, if I was Keanu Reeves and I'd been in the spotlight for that long, maybe I wouldn't bother trying either.
Yeah.
You don't hear much about his private life, do you? I know he likes motorbikes, but, like, who's he pounding?
I've heard everything.
What?
I heard he got married to a guy, and people asked for the wedding.
Way to bury the lead.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
I don't know what to believe.
The same guy that told you Colin James is high maintenance?
No, but... I heard, like, people that went to his wedding, and it was a guy.
No, we should be clear. Told you Colin James is high maintenance. Someone told you that he likes to roll. I just came back. Goodbye, B-Bit.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing. Like, if his music is one of the few musicians where I have to change it. I can't listen to it.
Aw.
What?
I met him. He's a very sweet dude. He's a nice dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
You met him and hung out with him?
Yeah. I mean, he was wearing a bedazzled Ed Hardy sport coat.
Oh, my God.
No, he wasn't. See, I made that up.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Okay, Avril Lavigne or Mike Holmes? Oh. And you're driving from Vancouver Island to Calgary.
I'm taking Mike Holmes without even a question.
Wow!
100%. Might stop by in Banff, have a night.
Go to the Grizzly House?
Yeah.
Have you eaten there?
Watch him get all banged up and take his shirt off.
Have you eaten at the Grizzly House? It used to be a swingers club.
Yes.
And there are phones on the tables from when it was. The only problem is you smell like muskox for about 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Holmes it is.
It is Mike Holmes. I'd take it.
He's like, interesting.
See the pythons in the bar?
Yeah. I mean, he's a good guy to have on your roster.
Maybe he would have them exposed already. Like, when he get in the car, he'd have, like, just the dungarees with the wife beater underneath.
Well, he'd have it's not a wife beater, and it's not a t-shirt, but it's kind of, like, the sleeves have been factory removed.
Yeah.
What like are those called?
Like, the West Side Story
model. Yeah. The Sharks and the Jets. He'd have a Stanfield's shirtless tee.
When you're renovating your house or in a knife fight.
What are they called?
Those shirts?
Like sleeveless tees?
Holmes shirts. I don't know.
Driving Holmes.
Okay, what's the next one here? You ready for yours?
Yeah, hit me.
This is a good one. You're driving long ways. This is, let's say you're driving from Truro to Moncton. That's a good haul, right?
Yeah, oh, no, an hour and a half.
Far. That's not far. It's let's say Fredericton. That's a little further, right?
Okay, 3.5.
Yeah, that's good. Matthew Perry or Chad Kroeger?
I'm going to go Perry.
You would, right?
I'm going to go Perry because, and I don't even say this.
He's all grumpy because he can't take pills.
It's not even a diss to the Kroegs.
Okay.
The reason might surprise you. Keith Morrison from Dateline is Matthew Perry's stepdad.
Wow.
And I would want some insight into what Keith Morrison is like when he's not on Dateline.
He doesn't want to talk about it, and he's all grouchy.
Right, we're not even, like, we don't even have our seatbelt on yet.
Yeah. Doesn't he seem like a real grouchy dude if he's not feeling it?
He does. And he also just said recently he doesn't remember, like, 3 seasons of Friends.
Yeah.
I think I could get past it, though. We'd find some common ground.
All right. Why are you kicking Kroger to the curb?
I just went Morrison. It's more about Keith Morrison. But I would be interested in asking the Krogs the same thing I asked you about Creed. Like, when you're a punchline, do you know it?
Yeah, that you can't ask those people that question, though.
No, I know, but I could find a way to say, like, how do you, in your head, compartmentalize those that love you versus those that don't?
He'd be like, are you being a dick? That's what he would say.
Would he?
Yeah, I think you just let him talk and he'll tell you everything.
Would you categorize him as a smart dude?
I don't know about smart. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think he's stupid. But
right.
he's just kind of, I'm not surprised they're as successful as they are after you meet him, kind of thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
See, everybody I know that's made it to that degree, like that is a whole other stratosphere. That, like, global rock band. Everybody I know who's made it to that degree just had blinders on, and that's all they ever cared about.
Exactly.
I was never motivated by that, obviously.
Got a couple days off, got to make some money.
Yeah. Okay, Jan Arden or that guy from Amazing Race Canada, and you're driving from Montreal to Winnipeg.
Ooh, that's crazy. That's like 35 hours.
I know.
30 hours.
And you're sharing a room.
Oh, come on. I think I'm going to go with the Amazing Race guy. It just seems like he's just totally cruising through life.
Yeah?
No big issues.
He's got a pitcher of beer. He won a medal. He's walking through the thing.
Yeah.
He's that guy, right?
Jan might have, like, some hilarious fun moments, but she might have some down moments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wonder. Living
under June phase?
Yeah. Living under Jan. That's what you'd be doing. I wonder if she is.
I love how you don't know the guy's name. He does.
Well, I think he has 3 names, and one of them's John. I know that. But is there a country singer named John Michael Montgomery?
I think so.
So it's not that, but it's something like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if Jan is one of those people who. But, like, by all accounts, she's a very funny woman. I wonder if she's always on, or I wonder what, like, down Jan is like.
Yeah, well, that brings us to your next one.
Okay.
Which is interesting that you mention that, because this would be one of those situations where you have to pick either Seth Rogen or Jim Carrey, and you're driving from Medicine Hat to Saskatoon. We know how long that drive is.
I'm gonna go Rogan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you think Jim Carrey might have a down moment?
Well, I've met him.
Yeah.
And he's an odd cat, man. Yeah, he's kind of dark and kind of weighted and guarded as he would be.
Yeah.
I get the sense Rogan would be more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Normalized. Guys like Tom Cruise and Jim Carrey, like, we can't even fathom what they go through. Mm-hmm. It must be really weird. And not to make it sound like, you know, poor them. There are ways around being in the spotlight if you don't want that. But, you know, it would be weird wondering how authentic every interaction you had in the run of a day was, or if people were just acting that way because you were Jim Carrey. That would just be weird. I would find that really sad.
And Seth Rogen would be hotboxing your car every 20 minutes?
Yeah, probably. I think he would be pretty easy to talk to. He seems like...
laugh all the time?
Yeah. Seems like a pretty down-to-earth dude.
Yeah.
Okay, here's yours.
Okay.
Oh man, I have so many. I have so many.
Seth Rogen laugh.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
No, I'd have to listen to it. But it is like that. It is that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Bachman or Cummings?
Oh, wow.
And you're driving back to Saskatoon.
That's even better. I'm going to take Burton because I probably get tired of Randy's bullshit after an hour. I'm like, come on, Randy. That's bullshit, Randy. I know it.
So what are you and Burton talking about?
Everything. Might even pull over to Salisbury House so he can get a deal because he's part owner. And then we can maybe do the VLT somewhere.
That you know what? Right. He's probably a fascinating guy to talk to. Like,
for sure.
If you get on that locomotion tip.
I think he has one of those like encyclopedia brains too. Like, maybe he'll start throwing out the Dimension Girls information and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe give him a little keyboard.
Oh man, a tiny Casio. You're driving and he's playing a tiny Casio.
Hey Jeremy, guess what this song's from, buddy? Hey?
That'd be so fun. These eyes. All right, hit me.
Okay. Tom Green or Tommy Chong?
Tom Green.
You're going from Edmonton to Kamloops.
I'm going Green.
Tom Green?
Yep.
The bitter perspective of Tom Chong? Tommy?
No, Tom Green worked on Street Sense, as I've told you before, and we've crossed paths a little bit over the years, and he's a really nice dude and comedy pioneer, and we had the same manager for a while. We'd have lots to talk about. I would enjoy that, actually.
He gets he likes to get a couple drinks.
Yep. And he is really ahead of his time.
He is. He was the first idea of what a reality talk show would be, right?
Big time.
The
yes.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
Started that.
Well, and you know what else he started? Jackass.
Yeah, for sure.
Like those big stunty hurt yourself social experiment things. That was Tom Green. Yeah. And I can't remember. He was on MTV for a couple years. And then I can't remember why MTV canceled his show, but they said they were kind of moving away from that. And then they picked up Jackass like that year.
Yeah.
Tom Green, definitely. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Gino Retta or Gord Miller?
Gino Retta, that's easy. I don't even have to think about it.
Why?
I've met him a few times. He's a beauty. He's got classic history. Gord Miller's too, but I don't know him as well.
Yeah.
And Gino just is kind of like a Canadianity staple.
Have you met Gord Miller?
I don't think I've met Gord Miller.
He's elusive, isn't he?
I've hung with Gino a couple times, and he's a beauty.
You've probably seen him at, like, golf tournaments.
Yeah, charity stuff.
I went
to a charity hockey tournament with him once, and yeah, he's really sweet.
Awesome. Man, he's been around since the beginning, hasn't he?
For sure. For sure. And then he's got that classic mug, the Gino Retta mug that Jay Onwright always uses
Great.
For the Trade Center.
Great.
The trade bait mug.
Well, boy, that would be a tough one. Jay or Dan?
That is tough.
You have to pick.
Either or. You're gonna have
it's almost
time.
Like...
Either way.
It's like
They're both very similar, which is great.
Makes it easy, like but makes it hard.
It's like you or me on a trip, to be honest. It's,
well, it's
the
like,
same thing.
It's like the lifeboat when there's only one seat, though. You gotta pick.
Yeah. Well...
You know what? Jay's tall enough. Toolsy could sit on his lap.
Exactly.
Take them both.
For sure.
Fun game, bud.
I think Toolsy might be a little more crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Which is kind of like when you're going on a road trip, that's not a bad thing.
No. Jay has a little baby, so he's probably more tired these days.
Yeah, exactly.
I love road tripping.
I know. I even have a couple extra just for fun.
Okay, hit me. We'll do the speed round. I have two more, too.
Yeah. Neil Young or Dan Aykroyd?
Neil Young. No question.
Nice. You don't want to hear that? Stop over here. It's over.
I haven't found him to have an exceptional personality.
Dan?
Aykroyd? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Neil Young can be pretty crotchety, too.
Yeah, but in a way, there's the... Yeah, but he's Neil Young.
Yeah. And he'd probably have some cool car that you're driving in.
Yeah, he would.
Old, beat, like an old car made into a hybrid or something.
Do you want another Timbit?
Oh, that's it. Let's just pull in up here.
I'm going to have to get gas money from you.
Oh, my God. That's it.
Can I have $5? And then we'll pull in here.
Okay, who's the next one? The quick round.
Okay. Oh, I'm giving you Gord or Bernie?
Rob Ford or Bernie Sanders? What?
No, Gordon Lightfoot or Bernie. Gord or Bernie?
I think I'd take Bernie.
Really?
Yeah, because he's just more sociable.
And he'd have some great stories from Bruce Coburn.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, good one.
Donald Sutherland or Ryan Reynolds?
Well, I met Donald Sutherland and had a kind of intimidating but ultimately enjoyable afternoon with him.
Yeah, he waits when you ask a question, right?
Yeah, he lets you call into question everything you've ever done in your life between your question and his answer. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm from the Maritimes too. You're from St. John, right? Yes.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Wow.
But ultimately, very nice dude. And it really, his wife is lovely. She's French Canadian and she's just a doll. So I'd probably take the Reynolds route just to change it up a little bit.
There you go.
He's someone who's kind of turned Van Wilder into legitimate acting career. That'd be interesting to talk about.
You're correct.
Don Cherry or Lloyd Robertson? Oh.
Don Cherry or Lloyd Robertson? I'd take Don Cherry 1,000 times.
Why?
He's just a little more fun. Lloyd can be a little harsh.
Plus, Don Cherry's a beauty.
Yes, he is.
Let's take a break on TNT 64, and then we'll play Phonin' in Sick.
Yeah.
BRB.
Where's my beer chair?
Hello.
Both my girls decided this morning that they were not feeling good enough to go to school. We got back yesterday. School was canceled here yesterday because of snow. So today they decide maybe they don't feel like going to school. Midway through the morning, Shug is doing backflips and wanting to practice dance moves. And I'm like, you know what? You just have extend the March break-itis. That's the only illness you have. So put on some trousers. Yourself. You're going to school, bot.
You bought yourself a ride back to school.
So we got to thinking, you and me, that maybe it would be fun to do some fake calling to work sick calls.
Yeah.
And we can take turns giving each other scenarios and the chance to call in sick to work.
Love it.
Really just for fun more than a competition.
Yeah. Let me go first and you give me the scenario.
Okay. You're calling in sick to work at Staples. Your name is Orville.
Perfect.
Your boss's name is Ashley.
Oh no.
So I'll give the outgoing message and you leave yours after the beep. You ready?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ashley at Staples. I'm either on the phone or away from my desk at the moment. Please leave a message at the tone. I'll do my very best to get back to you as soon as is humanly possible. Have a great day. Boop!
Hi, hey, Ashley. It's Orville Henderson here. I'm just really not feeling so good this morning. Something happened on the... when I woke up, I've been throwing up since 5 in the morning. I just don't think I can come in. I'm sorry. I really had a lot of things that I was going to do, ideas. I'm not going to be able to make it maybe today or tomorrow. please give me a call, but I might not answer. Thanks.
That's so greasy. You covered all the bases. You planted maybe a tomorrow too.
I wanted to do stuff.
Yeah, I had so much stuff I was going to do. And then the last minute, call me back, but I probably won't answer. Like,
I have all these
you're
great
off
ideas.
The hook. That was expert.
The old throwing up all morning line.
Oh, since 5.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Okay.
All right, where am I working? Where am I calling? Who's my boss? What's my name?
Okay, your name is Daryl.
Yeah.
You work at You work at Urban Outfitters?
Yep. Yes, I do.
And your boss is Donald.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I will go with the message. Hey, hope you're having a good day. It's Friday, September 31st. I'm not in today. Give me a call. This is Donald, and make it a good one, eh, guys? Thanks for coming into Urban Outfitters today. Beep.
Hey, Donald. It's Daryl. I don't know if it's something I ate or something that's been going around. I know Tina said she was feeling hot yesterday, but I must be hallucinating because you said it's September 31st and 30 days says September, you know? But I'm going to try to come in. I'm going to try to come in this morning, but if you don't see me, I must have fainted on the bus or anyway, can you cover for, I have to go. How was that?
That was pretty good.
Yours was better. Yours was really good. September 31st.
How about the worst boss ever message?
Yeah. Make it a good one, eh?
Totally, totally unqualified.
Okay, should we do one more each?
Yeah,
for sure. Okay. Your name is Kylie. You're a girl. And you're calling in sick to the Irving. And your boss's name is Todd. And it's Canada Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you know it's really busy, and this is BS, but you want to go to Edgefest or whatever the clam.
Okay, all right.
Hey, it's Todd. You know what to do. Boop.
Hi, Todd. It's Kylie calling. happy Canada Day. I'm really not going to be able to come in today. I have so much stomach sickness and... I'm not sure what it is. I called the doctor and I have an appointment at 12 and I'm going to go and do it, make sure I get everything fixed and I'll be okay. I know that I make the best taquitos and I promise I'll be there early when I'm not sick anymore. Thanks, Todd. Bye.
Todd's not buying that for even a second.
She's going to Edgefest.
Calling sick on Canada Day? The nerve. That's when you find out who your real employees are.
Throwing out the happy Canada Day, too. I'm
sick.
Not so happy for me, though. Right?
Poor Todd. All right, hit me. I'll do one more.
Okay.
And then we'll wrap her up.
Yeah. Your name is Satchel.
Okay.
And I'm Gary, your boss. Okay.
Yep.
And you work at Mark's Work Warehouse.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Gary here. Gary here from Mark's. Come on in. Get your copper socks. They're on sale till Thursday. Hope all is well. Leave a message right after the beep. Beep.
Gary Satchel, you know what's crazy? I was looking at the schedule yesterday, and Amanda showed it to me, and I thought that Thursday was Friday, and Friday was Saturday, and I know I was 30 hours this week, and I already had my 34 in, didn't want to go overtime, but then I just got to thinking here at the camp, I wonder if I was supposed to go in today, because I know we're supposed to do those Denver Hayes markdowns, but I bet you fellas can handle that without me there, so why don't I come in tomorrow afternoon. Maybe I'll work 5 to 9 tomorrow night, just get that stuff tidied up. But yeah, the schedule wasn't really clear, but the more I think about sitting here, I'm wondering if maybe I was supposed to be in today. Anyways, give me a call when you can, bud, but the reception's pretty spotty out this way. Have a good one.
Oh, man. He's like, totally. That's like the playing that you know you're not sick, but you're just trying to mind fuck your boss.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, bud. I guess that's on me, is it? Yeah, I got the schedule mixed up.
Oh, no. I already did my 30.
If I was a boss, this is what I'd do. Your name is Becky, and my name is Charles, and you're calling in sick at Le Chateau. Ooh. Ready?
Yep.
Hi, you've reached Charles at Le Chateau. Please leave a message after the tone. Boop.
Hey, Charles, I'm really sorry. I can't come
Hello,
in.
Becky.
Oh.
That was just me pretending to do an answering machine message.
I fell and hurt my ankle this morning. I'm pretty sure it's swollen up.
Oh, let me come right over with an ice pack.
No, I'm already on my way to the doctor.
I'll meet you there.
No, the doctor's, I'm going to the new
What's doctor's, the doctor's name?
Dr. Robert.
Where's it's Dr. Near, Roberts' office?
It's near Barry.
He's over on...
No, it's not that one. This is Dr. Roberts with an S.
Well, which Dr. Roberts is it? What's his first name again?
Man, I think it's Roy, but
Roy Roberts.
Sure. I'll let you know when I get there, okay?
Actually, Becky, it's great that you got in touch because I was meaning to call you for two reasons today. The first is to see how you're doing, and the second is to tell you never to come in again. I'll be mailing your vacation pay out this afternoon.
Fuck you!
He tricked her.
Yeah.
But he knew it was jerk. Becky's 20th time calling in sick.
Yeah, I know.
He knows her game.
She's one of those girls who shows up once every 3 weeks just after she got hired.
Yeah, and then complaining to her friends like, Charles is such a dick. I tried to tell him, and he won't even listen, but like, I really like did hurt my ankle.
And then her friend's like, well, you don't go in there.
You ever. Kind of have not gone to work 10 of the last 11 shifts. He has kind of given you a warning a lot.
Hey, how about this 64th running?
64 is in the books, bud.
What a great show.
I know, really fun.
Had a good time, bud.
I had a great time, buddy, bud. And thanks to Timbo for getting it out.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
See you, bye. Boom, gong, gang, go, ka, ding, gong. Ju, bong, bong, so, do, da, doom, bong, bang, ka, doom, da, da.